にできることはまだあるかい。何も持たずに生まれ落ちた僕、永遠の隙間でのた打ち回ってる。諦めたものと賢いものだけが勝者の時代に、どこで息を吸う。
Welcome, welcome to another very special episode of the Super S Anime Podcast. I am your host, Lindsay, and I am joined by host Dustin.
Prime host Dustin here.
And Sean.
Oh my god. It's me.
And trial host Sean there.
Trial.
Ooh.
What makes this episode so special is we are going to be discussing an anime movie called Weathering with You.
That is correct.
Just Yay,
one movie. We're going to go through all of it. So if you don't want to have it all ruined, turn it off now. Watch the movie. Come back after.
For real, guys. This shit will be excruciating.
It might be, actually.
In its detail.
It might be.
So
Weathering with You, the actual literal translation is Child of Weather, which is a much better fucking title, I might add.
Ooh.
112 minute runtime.
Ugh.
I'm going to say it's rated like PG-13 maybe, because there's a gun in it. let's see. Written by and directed by Makoto Shinkai. I think I got that one, everyone.
You did it. Yeah, you did.
Did it. All right. What's he known for, Sean?
Oh, wow. Probably best known for Your Name, which recently came out. But he's done a bunch of other stuff. The Garden of Words, Someone's Gaze, Children Who Chase Lost Voices, The Place Promised in Our Early Days. It all sounds like he does super bummer stuff.
He's like, yeah. Oh, it's me, super bummer. starring Kotaro Diego and Nana Mori. Music by Rad Wimps, which is an oxymoron. let's see, box office, 14.06 billion Japanese money. That's a yen for you. And 20.7 billion yen worldwide, because obviously, the coronavirus wiped out all the box office receipts this year. So who knows what it could have been.
This seems like a hit overseas otherwise, though. Like it would have been. I mean, yeah. I'm looking at the English cast for the dub, and wow, they got Lee Pace and Alison Brie on there. That's pretty sweet.
Annie?
Yeah, Annie Edison. And what's his face from Guardians of the Galaxy?
Drax the Destroyer?
No, Ronan or Rowan or whatever. The villain.
Oh, that guy sucks.
You don't like Lee Pace?
No, I don't.
You like him? Aw.
Yeah, I'm looking at the English cast, and it is a good thing that I watch this in Japanese. Did anyone have any initial expectations going into this?
No, I didn't actually know anything about it. And Dustin, you said, hey, let's watch this movie and talk about it.
Let's watch one of the most anticipated animated movies of the year and talk
about
it. And
I was like, why?
And then he was like,
Dustin's like, because this is a big thing. And I went, oh, okay.
It's good for the clicks. And then Lindsay was just like, took me 5 clicks to get to fucking care.
5 clicks in the first 30 minutes.
She was just
6
like, nope.
Clicks total.
Nope, not for me, not right now. Gonna go do laundry. This is way boring.
I think I did the dishes once instead.
You were just like, you know what? We need clean plates.
I I put it on pause. I went into the kitchen and then just started doing dishes. And I came back and like the TV had turned off.
You were like, this seems right. Went to bed.
So all this like, water is making me think of water tasks.
I'll try tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. It's 3 p.m, your bed said, as you lay down. The new world bed. I could sleep whenever now. Nothing matters. Or does everything matter? What about you, Sean? Did you have any?
No, I went in not knowing anything. And there's a scene early on when he's traveling around with Catcher in the Rye. So I was like, oh, this is the way the film is telling me that this movie is going to be Catcher in the Rye. It's the Band-Aid they were putting on. Don't worry if nothing happens. It's about growing up. And then, of course, the plot kicks in. It's like not at all Catcher in the Rye.
Yeah, no, it's not. Yeah, I think maybe his motivation was spurred by reading Catcher in the Rye, I guess. The English copy, which I found weird. There's a lot of weird product placement.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes.
I never before have I wanted to eat a Big Mac more.
I wanted to drive a Honda.
I mean, I wanted to drive.
The Maker's Mark.
I mean, I just wanted one of those draft beers that you apparently just pour out into a giant mug. It was very inviting. So the movie starts, I believe, with a lot of rain and going into a hospital, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Where we meet our first character, whose name I do not know instantly. So what's her name, Sean? Hopefully you still have something up. Oh, Hina. Yeah.
There you go.
We don't know her yet, but that's her name.
I was happy to find out that this wasn't a flash forward, that this was her backstory, because I thought showing that maybe he's in the hospital would have taken some of the suspense out of the movie, but no.
Yeah, it was very clearly, it was very clearly a woman in that bed, but okay.
I must have blinked.
Yeah, and there's some narration, and he's just like, we fucking chased the world that day, and I was just like, slow down, buddy. I'm in a hospital with rain. Calm down now. We see a beacon of sunlight. And she's just like, I gotta fucking go to that sunlight. And Lindsay, what happens next? Once she gets to the sunlight, I feel like this is the part that probably put you to sleep.
I think she sees some fish. And I think she falls. And I don't remember real well because it took me 6 tries to start this thing. So
she falls upward first of all,
and she prays first. She has to pray first. She follows the sunlight. She's like, "Oh, it's not raining here." She goes through a makeshift shrine.
Wow!
It's the first instance that we see eggplants and cucumbers put on chopsticks, or toothpicks to look like little animals or some shit. Didn't understand that, but. And then, yeah, she falls up. And I guess, Sean, what did she see up in the sky?
Bunch of crazy-ass water whales and such. And fish made out of water. I guess this is a world...
Dragon too.
Oh, right. This is a world where, I guess, if you wished really hard, you could make magic things happen. And everyone's just cool with that.
Yeah, there's a historical record dating back 800 years.
Yeah, because written history is only 100 years old.
Yes, I remember that throwaway line as well.
Hey, listen, I'm about to explain this whole bullshit movie with an old man. Deal with it. Yeah, so she's like floating around, and it's funny because I watched part of this with my wife, and every time she saw the water fish, she's like, that doesn't look like a water fish. And I was just like, it's a whole new ecosystem. They're up in the fucking sky. It could look like whatever. She's like, it doesn't look right. I was just like, whatever. I was like, go watch your Hallmark movies.
I had to admit when like she first goes, is that a fish? A fish hit the window? And I'm like, that looked like water. That didn't look like a fish.
It's transparent.
But then they look like fish later.
Sky fish, man. There's a whole ecosystem up there, as we learned.
Recorded history is more. Existed.
No, the sky is more undiscovered than the sea.
It's deeper than the ocean.
I don't know if that's true.
There's an entire world. Listen, I'm watching some fucking thing where the world of light lives up in the clouds. Everyone else is on Earth and it's real shitty, so maybe they're onto something. I don't know.
Maybe you're right.
But yeah, then it goes back to raining. She comes back, I guess, or something. And then we're on a boat, a very beautiful CG boat. We need a boy who loves the rain, I guess. He's just like, yeah, fuck yeah. And they're just like, fucking typhoon, get inside. And he's just like, nah, I saw Titanic. Live or die, motherfucker.
Good. Everything worked out fine. I fell asleep in the last hour. What happened?
Everything worked out fine.
Yeah.
So good they're making a sequel. So, of the boat, not the movie.
Wait, what?
I mean, yeah, they might make a sequel of the boat, too. We'll see what happens. I don't know. There's not a lot of icebergs to hit anymore. might be just a, you know, wait, Cthulhu or something.
A sequel of this movie?
No. Titanic.
Oh, when did we start talking about Titanic?
What the fuck?
Oh, no.
Long ago. All right, anyway.
This is where we
come. That's what he comes on?
It's too late, Lindsay. We're just going to... We're going to trudge forward. I won't make any more Titanic references.
Oh, wait. He fell off the boat, huh? Yeah.
He was about to. Yes. And then his life is saved. I don't know his name.
Suga.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, not the guy who saved him. The actual main character's name.
Oh, Hodaka.
Hodaka. Yeah. Hodaka goes to fall off and die. Thus ending our movie when a man... conveniently up there as well. I have no idea why he's up there
smoking.
Saves in a typhoon.
When you got it, you gotta.
So wait, that's the guy? That's the same guy who saved him?
Yeah, that's
who gave him the job?
Jesus Christ.
Shoot. I do not remember the first 30 minutes of this movie.
Okay, so he buys him his food with his runaway money. The guy milks him for a beer. No idea why. Total dick move, but
yeah.
And then yeah, he gives him his card and says, "If you know ever get in trouble, give me a call."
Oh,
what were you thinking, Lindsay? When
I don't know.
He's like, how do you find this guy?
Going to all those interviews, and he was like trying to like be a sex worker or something, and then he wound up with that guy doing like domestic chores.
Yeah, yeah, he wrote too, but. Trying to be a sex worker. I don't think they would have turned him away. Japan probably would have been like, all right, come on.
He had all those, because like the Yahoo answer said, go be a sex worker. And he's like, okay, that doesn't require ID. But then they were like, all the sex workers turned them away.
They were like, that's for women. Get out of here. Goddamn penis holding kids. Ah. Yeah, so as Lindsay's already kind of jumped forward, so he's a runaway. He's living in a, I guess, an internet cafe at times.
And, wherever.
And showering with some guy who's just like, I don't know. You think of a guy runs a place that just has showers for people to use, that he would be used to people being of a certain caliber. Instead, he seems very annoyed that people want to use showers. He's just like, fucking you again with a shower? What do you like to smell clean? Damn bum kid. That's where we get to see the Catcher in the Rye. Sean, what was your take on this? Catcher in the Rye. You took it to run away with.
Okay. It's akin to kids traveling with a Jack London book or something and going, what was the movie Into the Wild? Didn't he travel with like How to Survive in the Wilderness or something, or some fucking, anyway, they read a book and they think they can do it. And I'm sure that's what he's doing.
Listen, as someone who loves Catcher in the Rye, I never read that book and was just like, this is my fucking survival guide for Tokyo. Let me just go save a woman from a pimp in a hotel only to have her be like, give us your money, you fuck. And then tell exactly. It all to my psychiatrist.
And then say, I'm going to shoot John Lennon.
Is that what happened in the book?
What?
That's what's his face was inspired to do.
The guy who shot John Lennon, he was just like, oh, you know, just catching a rise onto something, killing John Lennon. They're like, what edition are you reading? What is this? Oh, that's the wrong. Listen, if there's any kids out there thinking about running away, don't read a book. Like,
no.
I mean, maybe read more books, but like, I don't know, on how to code or something.
Read better books.
Yeah, don't read a fantasy, like fictional novel or whatever, and be like, this is what I'll do, because you're going to die. You're going to die and end up a sex worker, but not like the kind that gets turned away.
I think Japan may have an affinity for J.D. Salinger, because The Laughing Man makes a kind of a big appearance in Ghost in the Shell. They use it as kind of a plot point. So I don't know.
Ghost in the what now?
Ghost in the Shell.
It's overstated. It's welcome.
It's true. I voted for that.
Yeah, so we see this little bit of a montage of him doing this over and over, of showering, eating shitty, looking at his budget, reading.
I really enjoyed this portion of the movie.
Really? Because I was like, now I know why Lindsay turned it off so much.
Because I didn't know where it was going, and I was like, oh, he's just trying to survive.
Where did he get that big, giant starter fund?
That I don't know.
He has so much money.
It's called Meemaw and Papa's, you know, birthday money.
They could have, like...
He was saving up. You don't just run away willy-nilly. You're going to die.
It looked like he did. He was chasing sunshine.
Oh.
Off a cliff.
That's what inspired him. That plus J.D. Salinger, okay?
I assumed we'd get maybe why he ran away. The bandage he was wearing on his face.
Yeah, that kind of bothered me. I was like, okay, so was he abused at home, beat up at school?
Exactly.
Wait, when was he wearing band-aids?
On the boat, and then he took them off when the typhoon hit. He was just like, fuck yeah, typhoon season, that heals all wounds.
Oh, I thought maybe that was like a disguise, so no one would recognize him.
If I just put a lot of, well, I mean, that is very anime. Just put a lot of band-aids on, no one will know shit.
There were certain flags at the beginning where I was trying to get ahead of the movie, and the other one was I thought he was going to turn out to be a rain boy.
Oh.
Falling in love with the sunshine girl.
I thought that little boy that saw the fish was going to be the rain boy. Like, but then they were just like, no, just waste your time looking at the scene while that mom chops carrots. And I was just like, fuck this scene.
Aw.
Yeah, so, I mean... The sequence was not that riveting to me. He can't get a job. He has no ID because they're just like, hey, you're a fucking kid. Go home. And then Big Mac. Is that Big Mac time?
He's oh, my gosh.
The four-story McDonald's, which I was just like, I would have just been living there. Like, no one checks the bathrooms. Like, go for it, man.
Every table had a Big Mac sign.
Yeah, and we got to see every table.
That's cross-promotional fun. Hina, our love interest, takes pity on him and gives him food.
Yeah.
She's so cute.
She seems like a nice lady.
She's totes adorbs.
Yeah.
So. And yeah, and so then he decides to camp out in front of a club of a questionable... business club, and a guy kicks him. He knocks over recycling, and ka-ching, he found his way into power. He's got the power of gun.
It's another cross-promotional item from Ruger, I'm sure.
Oh, wait, the hamburger was after that, because he was... didn't he drop the gun in the...
Oh, you're right, yeah. Yeah, because he dropped the gun in the McDonald's. And hey, like, disappointed it didn't go off. And he was just like, oops, sorry. Give me all your Big Macs. Yeah, so yeah, he gets kicked out. Oh, we've also seen him feeding a kitten, even though he has no food for himself. He's such a kind soul.
Oh, yeah, what did he give the cat? Something weird.
Look disgusting.
Like a biscuit or something.
He was like an energy bar.
There's this bland energy bar that tastes like shit. And the cat was just like, fuck yeah, it's too big for my little cat mouth.
That was the frowniest cat.
It's animated differently than the humans are. It's almost like a Disney cat.
Yeah, it was really ill-fitting for the movie. Because I was like, is that cat going to fucking talk? He seems to understand everything they're doing. Like, what the fuck's up with this cat? He's my new favorite cat sidekick. Actually, I want to go back to the previous episode and change my answer to that horrible donkey, Lindsay.
Oh my god!
I should have picked the donkey. I still
would have
won.
Your favorite? You hate that.
No, one. I. It's my favorite now. he finds the gun, and then later on, he sees the same girl and the same guy that kicked him and helped him find the gun. And this is Hina. She's being dragged kind of into the sex club, I guess.
And yeah, they're really strong.
Getting the talk.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, it's easy. You're going to make a simple.
Just got to, you know, sell your soul.
Smile.
Just do whatever they want. It's not that weird.
It's not that weird that this 65-year-old man wants to see you naked and you're a child.
But you know what Chekhov says, right? You don't introduce a gun unless you're going to save your girlfriend later with it.
I'm pretty sure he saves everything with it later. That gun, first of all, that gun, best gun ever. I was like, I'm going to buy that gun. That gun can stay fully loaded.
Doesn't rust.
I mean, this fucking thing's weatherproof and it can fire off like nobody's, but you don't even have to aim well and you can hit shit really well. I was like, that's the gun for me. Do they have it in pink? I want it to match my handbag. Ladies know what I'm talking about. So then
that goes with everything. It's the best accessory.
Okay, but it had a brown handle, so it was more of gray. But so he saves Hina by rushing through, and the guys are just like, what the fuck? And they chase him. Like, I would just be like, all right, well, we lost that one, I guess. Whatever, you know. But they were like, no! Don't fuck with the monies! Chase him down. Start beating him up. And,
In the weirdest way. Because, at first he's, kind of tapping him, like, aw, kid.
Yeah,
he just starts hitting him harder and harder.
That kid can take a punch, though. And that's where I go back to the parent abuse thing. He looked familiar with that angle. He's like, I can take a punch from here. You're in a judo straddle move. I know how to defend this. And that's when he's pulls out the power of gun somehow. I don't even know how did he pull out the gun. He just has it. And the guy's like, that's a toy. And he shoots the light. and the guy's response was amazing. He was just like, does it move? Does it say anything? Just keep sitting on this teenage boy that just fired a gun for the first time. Clearly popping hardwood. I mean, there's no way he didn't cream in his pants. And the guy had to be feeling that. Just the confusion of everything going on. He just stays there. He just
maybe that's why he stayed there.
He was just like,
he liked what he was feeling.
This feels nice. And so Hina now saves him very awkwardly because everyone's just like, please leave. Like, go. You know, the guy still doesn't move. She's like, come on, lift up. Lift up. He's just like, there's cum on my pants. And then they run away to, I guess, her abandoned warehouse, because where else are you going to go? All right, John?
Yeah, it's the same spot where she got the rain powers from, or the sunshine powers,
it
I guess.
It has to be.
Because that's where he leaves the gun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he throws it because she gets mad.
And then she comes back. She's like, that was a test. Just wanted to see if you'd throw the gun for me. Yeah, and he's just like, I thought you... She's like, I lost my job. And he's just like, because of the Big Mac. And she's like, fuck, what? No.
No, I'm just really bad at my job.
They're like on all the table. No, it's because she was underage, but that's fine. That's a later plot point that I just spoiled for everyone. But
oh, yeah. Spoiler alert. Senpai's not a senpai.
Yeah. And then what happens next, Lindsay? I'm going to make you talk about all the shrine stuff, God, just because you weren't paying attention.
Is that where they go up to the shrine and she's like, this place is cool?
This place is cool. Check this shit out. And I really did think that it was just going to keep being on the roof. I was just like, man, are we going to spend a lot of time on this fucking roof?
Oh, she prays for the first time. I remember. Yep. She's like, oh, you can't enjoy Tokyo in the rain. Let me pray. And then it stops raining for a little bit.
Is that what she says? I must have not been paying attention to that part then.
Well, he's like, I like, even Tokyo in the rain is better than where I came from. And so she goes, you can't enjoy the city in the rain.
Shit Island, where shit goes down and your dad beats you. Graduating class of 15. So,
yep. We should say, too, at this point, Hodaka has the job at the other place, Suga's business.
Oh, yeah, shit. We fucking, I blitzed through that thing. Yeah. You want to cover that, Sean? What happened?
Sure. As Lindsay mentioned, he finally, the guy who saved him on the boat gave him a business card. So he finally looks at the business card, goes to that location, sees a nice, sexy woman with her boobs all out, just sleeping on the couch.
Yeah. Just the way Hodaka likes it. Boobs all out on the couch. That's the voice of Alison Brie, which that instantly made me not want to watch.
Oh, really?
It made me not want to watch the English one. I was like, ugh.
Horse girl herself.
That's not a good voice
actor. Horse girl?
Yeah.
Lindsay,
she
come
did
on.
The not... Pretty Derby?
No. Different horse girl.
Oh. Different Netflix horse girl. She'd get that Netflix money. Anyway.
Yes.
Yeah, so he's got the job, a living job. So.
He's basically a glorified goomper, as they say in the construction biz, where he just takes care of small tasks, cleaning, takes notes at the various interviews they're doing for their, what would you call it, like the Fangoria magazine?
Yeah, how are they making money? Because I don't think they ever actually wrote a story. They just like interviewed people.
No, he wrote it up and stuff. They didn't want to bore us with finished articles. So the way I interpret it is he is a middleman. He goes and he funds the articles and then they sell them to different publications and such. So it was like, it was like Bat Boy and all that shit, Michael Jackson still alive. Elvis fathering his child.
For the tabloids?
Yeah.
There you go.
Wow, I didn't get that.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're talking about, he was like, we cover urban legends and shit, the shit you kids click on and whatever. I find it hard to believe that type of publication would still survive at this time in life, but whatever,
I don't know, it's a little too late, but that's okay, because by the time he finds an actual sunshine girl, he's well-versed in what her deal is, so he's like, we can make some money off of this shit.
Yeah. So he pitches to her because she's just like, yeah, I needed that job because I take care of my brother. At some point, the pimp brother has been introduced. Probably.
Ladies man.
Yeah, he's amazing. So he just rides the bus and different girls get on at different stops and just give him shit. And they're all cool with knowing that he's playing all of them, apparently. That was amazing to learn later on. I was like, okay. Okay. He pitches to her to make a really shitty website. Looks like it's drawn by children, but like very young children, not like high school, middle school children. So that was, whatever. A lot of underage kids doing stuff they shouldn't be doing in this movie. So, yeah. So they start their sunshine business. They get a request instantly for a flea market, and it works out.
A bunch of pageantry, like hokum, around her to make it look like they're working harder, when in fact she's the one who's just praying
and stressing out and like, fuck, is this gonna work? And then it works and they get a lot of money, and then they just kind of keep doing that for the next like half an hour of the movie, I feel like. And it was just kind of like, God, I get it. Do something else now, please.
Well, lucky for you, Dustin, the second act of this movie comes early.
Yeah.
Two more acts to get through.
Yeah, don't they do a big like festival or something, and then she gets spotted, so they just do one more, and it's for Mr. Suga, so he can play with his daughter who has asthma and is allowed to be around him when it smokes.
She's getting tired. It's taking a toll on her. She's tired.
That's because he's very, he observed that, you know, because he's in love.
Well, he should have watched The Craft, because all this stuff has a secret cost to it. And in this case, she's turning into a water woman.
He was like, that wasn't covered in Catcher in the Rye. What is The Craft? What is 1990s cult classic The Craft got to do with J.D. Salinger's classic Catcher in the Rye? Other He's than that, I probably read and watched both around the same time.
True.
High school.
Incidentally, The Craft sucks. Don't watch it. It's just one of those movies. You had to have already seen it to appreciate it. If you watch it now, you're going to be like, what the fuck were they talking about? Yeah, so, you know, she watched The Craft, so she knows that it's taking a toll on her body.
And the best thing to do is hide it from your loved ones.
Aww.
Hide it from your loved ones. And, yeah, is it the birthday after that or something? What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, her birthday's coming up. And so he asks everybody what he should get her.
Including the internet. And the internet's response is classic internet. Don't fucking ask on the internet. I was like, good for you, internet. Why is this kid still using Yahoo? I mean, I know it's big in Japan, but like, fucking seriously, man? How much did you pay Yahoo, huh? How much? Somehow more than Twitter or Line or any of the other ones that they actually use? Yahoo, come on. I feel like I'm skipping something again, but it's just a lot of pageantry. Like, they do the interview, they find out, like, isn't this somewhere in that part? They talk to the old man, and he's just like, there's a fucking price for sunshine girls.
Oh, that's right. Because history is only 100 years old.
Only 100 years. We've only been writing shit down for 100 years.
Because
we have no idea what happened before that.
Horoka's been neglecting his duties at his other job, so this means that Suga has to take the reins on co-interviewing just some shrine guy.
And, ugly-ass shrine guy. If I was that grandson, I would not touch him. I'm like, sorry, Grandpa, I'm not touching you. You look gross, okay? So, he was like rubbing his shoulders. I was like, ew, stop that. Get your hands off of him.
So, Suga also reveals that his wife is dead and that he's trying to get custody of his daughter.
Yeah.
How did he lose custody in the first place?
Well, he smokes.
It was too much responsibility and he was in too much grief, obviously. He wasn't in a place to be a good dad.
And now Grandma's not giving her back.
Yeah, of course not. Grandma's never give the kid back. You give your kid up to Grandma, Grandma keeps that kid. She's like, nah, I fucked up with you. I'm getting this one right.
So you think that was his mom or her mom?
That was definitely one of their moms.
I feel like it was her mom.
I don't know.
I think his mom might be nicer.
I don't know. I mean, he's kind of a shitty... No, I mean, grandmas don't give a fuck about their own. That point when you're just like, please watch this one, they're just like, you're dead to me. This is my baby.
I feel like this is personal.
Yeah, I was raised by my grandparents, and my parents were like, please give him back. And they were like, no, I have no other child.
Stop letting him read Catcher in the Rye.
I will buy him a new copy every year.
The police are on the...
Yeah, the police... Hunt. In this part, I was like, please explain this more of why. I mean, I get that they're trying to track down this gun. They make some mention. Oh, they track down the sleazy club guy who's just like, I swear I didn't know she was underage. And they're like, we told you it wasn't about that. And then there's no consequences to that. Like, they were like, we already knew that. We don't care.
We don't have time.
I'll see you on Thursday.
We don't have time for real crimes.
Yeah. We need to find this gun. And this mentioning of this name, that I guess is, I took it as like maybe it was another officer or an undercover cop that lost their gun and they were like, we need to get that gun back. And like they were covering their asses. That's the only thing I could think of to make sense for them to go this fucking crazy for this kid and this gun. Because otherwise they're just like, oh, kid shot a light out. Okay. Yeah. No crime here. Like, who cares? I mean, a little bit, like a minor with a gun, but.
Well, aren't guns illegal in Japan?
Yeah, but I mean, they just, I mean, they have a task force, Lindsay. Like, they have a task force.
Maybe coupled with the fact that he's also a missing child and their parents are looking for him.
I took that
as an excuse.
Yeah, I took that as an excuse to track down the gun. Like, it seemed like they just kind of tacked all that on. Like, oh, you happen to be a minor. Like, everything that helped their angle, they just seemed to add on. Like, oh, you're a minor. Oh, you're a runaway. We'll use this. So.
Because, yeah, before they were just like, what are you guys, runaways? Go home.
Go home. Not really. They always ran. They were like, you look like a disenfranchised youth. You're coming with me. And there he was just like, you're fat. And he was like, I am, and I'm not going to chase after you. Fuck it. You'll die in the streets. Just find a gun, and then you could live forever. Yeah, so they're tracking down people. There's some scene with some old lady about fucking people returning the dead.
Oh, right.
They live up in the goddamn clouds. I was just like, God, metaphors? You want to not suck for 5 minutes and have some old people explain it to me every time?
Her mom had died a year ago.
Yeah, so she was like, I'll do the weird dance over the fire thing.
Maybe but she'll that's fight. Why she has to have a job, to support her brother.
Yep. Yes.
And so what next?
Oh, Hina and Nagi are on the run as well. Because Hodaka convinces them to go. They're all going to get taken into custody.
Oh, doesn't the police go to Suga, his boss, first?
And they
Suga's
do
like,
that.
Hey, here's some severance.
Yeah. Well, no, we see the cops at their place. And they're like, have you ever seen this guy? And he's trying to like find the perfect time to give the ring. And she's like, I've never seen him. And they're like, because he's been seen here a lot. And I was like, damn, narc-ass fucking neighbors. What the fuck? Narking on this kid. Oh, yeah, I've seen that kid a lot. I was like, oh, hey, fucking ring. Neighborhood watch up in here.
Oh, wait. They were climbing that hill, and he was about to give her the ring, and she was about to say something, and then that weird wind dropped her down.
raised her up. She did not drop down.
Floated.
She lowered herself gracefully. Yeah, and then the arm thing, and then he was like, well, I can't put a ring on this now. God fuck. Yeah, and then the cops, and then like Sean said, they're on the run, all of them.
Suga.
Very color coordinated. They have the primary colors, red, blue, and yellow. Oh, go ahead, Sean.
I like
you were gonna
say
something.
The little brother's like ring cap that was with the ears.
He was like, I may love pussy, but I also love little cat ears on my shit. Okay, I'm still a child.
Dustin, it's early in the afternoon. Can't take that kind of talk from you.
You know what you're signing on for with this podcast.
It's true.
Yeah, so they're on the run, getting turned away from every sex hotel in the city.
Yep.
And because
like, there was just two of you, either just the boys or one boy, one girl, maybe. But I see three kids, and I'm like,
that's
fucking
deviant
no.
behavior.
That's too far. That just looks like runaways.
But the whole town's turned into shelter in place, so also all the hotels are full, and the rain won't stop coming down.
Raining more than ever.
Yeah, because she's...
And some lightning.
Because she needs to sacrifice herself to the sky.
She doesn't want
not the sea anymore, to the sky. Yeah. So they finally find a hotel. Well, no, they have a run-in with the cops who are just like, we think we found him. All of us, every single cop has stared at this kid's fucking photo. And even though he looks like every other character in this movie, we found him. Sure, he's got a hat on. Great disguise. And a raincoat, but we got this motherfucker. And so she prays for lightning, which I was like, why weren't you praying for lightning the entire time? I would have been like, check fuck clearing the weather. We're going to light shit on fire.
Yeah, it blows up a cop car.
Yeah, good thing electricity doesn't travel through water.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like kill all the people standing around.
Because everything's flooded. Part,
a bunch of people like, let's go check it out and get electrocuted. And the cop was just like, oh shit, that's dangerous. He had his priorities right. He was like, fuck this runaway with the stolen gun that we lost. That shit's going to kill people.
Well, it's one of the many times that Hodaka is able to just escape from the police by moving fast.
One of many times is very accurate. My favorite is that sometimes he doesn't even have to try. He just falls. And he's just like, woo, youth of Japan, we're fast. I was out of America.
Yeah.
Not myself. Not well enough, because here we are talking about it, but you know, we tried. Yeah, so then they get away. They finally find a very fancy hotel that will... Some old woman who's just like, I don't give a fuck. I read Catcher in the Rye one time, too.
You kids with your Salinger.
And come on this in. Hotel is very fitting of the hotel that Holden stays in. So come on up and enjoy karaoke on your bed.
And they have a lovely night together, all three of them.
They buy everything. Because, you know, he's a runaway with not living on a budget. He's just like...
Yeah, he was so careful about, like, keeping track of expenses before, and now that's just all out the window. He's like, I've got severance, everything in the minibar.
He's in love, Lindsay. Love knows no budget. Only and debt.
Then they should have taken a bath together.
Oh, well, Lindsay.
That was too close. Cool. I mean, but the little guy was just like, yeah, let's all get in here. And I was just like, that guy's trouble. He is watched too much internet. Yeah, they have a lovely night. The little guy tuckers out. He passes out. And Hodaka
sleeps through everything.
Yeah, well, I mean, he needed to. It was important for the plot for him not to be alive, basically. It was a long day. He's never run from the cops that much before. He was just like, I can't keep up with you, Hodaka. He's like, trust me, three or four more times, you'll be a pro.
He's a soccer star.
Yeah, well, he was not there for endurance. He was there for the pussy, okay?
Jeez, your language, sir.
And maybe some dicks. I don't know. He seemed like he could go either way. Anyway, so the brother passes out. Hodaka pops out the ring. It is not beautiful.
Yeah.
I was like, underwhelming. And I say that somebody doesn't like boring, or you know, plain diamond on the ring things, but boring.
Hey, that saleswoman was super sweet though. When he's like, "Is she gonna like it?" and she's like, "Kid, spent 3 hours picking it out, of course."
Kid, if I ever fucking see you again, I'll kill you myself. Okay?
That's a sweet way to reassure him. I mean, even though she probably was like, oh, God.
I took it as like, she was like, the commission on that was so low, I don't care. What will get you out of my fucking hair? Okay? No returns. Final sale. You look like a runaway. He's just like, ah. Shoots off his gun. I found it! Yeah, so then he has a dream, and...
Doesn't she show him, though? She starts undoing her robe, and...
She's like, check these titties out. And he's just like, oh, I'm not gonna look away! Oh, it's weird and watery. Gross.
Like, oh, this is a little underwhelming.
Maybe this movie is rated
disappointed.
Child pornography. Yeah, he was sad. He started to cry, and then they just take a nap. And she's just like, "All right, they're both tuckered out. Just gonna sacrifice myself to the sky now."
Oh, she asked him, "Don't you wish it were sunny?" And he goes, "Yeah, I guess so."
Yeah, what an idiot.
Like, and so she goes, "Okay, that's what I have to do.
That's what I need to do." He wants sunshine again.
Oh, boy.
And then typical woman, ask a question, you don't know what you're answering. I don't know, maybe, is this a trick question? It is, damn it, fuck. Fuck. He'll learn. Plenty more of that in life to come. Sorry, Sean, what were you saying?
Oh, I was saying that she loses the ring in the sky because she can't wear it anymore. And she's like, oh, no.
Yeah. Oh,
she turns to water.
Yeah, such fucking... But she's still wearing clothes, so I don't know. You do the math on that one.
They're water clothes.
Why couldn't it be a water ring then?
Because it was from the human world. They can't love each other.
Won't. They won't love each other in about 5 years.
Yeah, I give it 5 years.
Yeah.
And three of them, you know, they're separated.
Yeah. No, exactly. The minute college starts, they're going to be like, God, fucking, I am tired of living in a shithole with you. Like, really tired.
And other people
Would
are hot,
get
too.
A higher education, please? Please. Please? Please. He's like, listen, I love taking shitty interviews for gossip columns. So, no, not at all. Yeah, so she goes in the sky. He's like... the fuck, where is she? The brother's like, where the fuck is she? And then the cops are like, we're fucking here. We found you.
Arresting somehow, everybody.
Somehow, some way, we got you. And then he comes down. The rain has stopped. It's now a blistering sunny day, which means the humidity would be astronomical with all that water. People would be passed out dying with all that water. Instead, they're just like, let's go shopping. Let's go.
Kick yeah, around. Everything's flooded.
Everything's flooded, but let's just kick some water around. The ring falls from the heavens, lands in front of him. The cops are just like, yeah, feel free to move around.
They're whatever. Like, that's not advice, but
Yeah, he picks it up and he's just like, let me go find her. I know where she is.
Look, kid, you're clearly upset and saying a lot of crazy things, but we're not going to zip tie you. Just. Stay 2 to 3 feet behind me.
Stay 2 to 3 feet. And let's go interrogate you without a parent, okay? yeah, the other fatter cop that did not care about underage children working at a club.
Oh,
he goes to visit Mr. Suga, who has let all the water into his apartment.
Oh, that was a bonehead move.
What yeah, was I was just like, what are you doing? I guess those files weren't important, right? You know?
He feels guilty, guys. He hates his current life.
Yeah, he does. He starts just crying. For a movie that illustrated water so well, all the tears were horrible. I was like, you can't use the same. It's not the same as water out of the sky, assholes. Like, everyone had, like, fucking water fish coming down their face. Like,
maybe that was on purpose.
I guarantee it was, but was it the right decision? No.
I've heard some animation people talk about how hard it is to show people crying because you go too much and it looks unnatural. And
it always looks unnatural.
I think those are the Simpsons creators saying that when they talked about the episode where Bart cries from getting an F and they were like trying to figure that out. Anyway.
You put a little red around their eyes and you change the skin tone a little bit. That's it. Done. Duh. Look at a picture of yourself crying, assholes. Figure it out real quick.
You listening, Pixar? You listening?
Jesus, they just make the audience cry. They're like, we don't know how to illustrate it, so we'll make you cry. Okay? One day. And so, yeah, so he's being brought into a very small interrogation room without any parents. And they're going to pound his ass until they find that gun.
Excuse me?
You heard me. There's no cameras on in there. It was dark, too. I was like, ooh, creepy. In which he says, Nah, hells no. I can outrun these fucking chumps. And proceeds to run out of the police station. And then one guy with like a broom handle, I think, is at the front. And he couldn't hit a barn if he was standing in front of it.
I feel like he really lucked into that slide by slipping on the water and sliding.
But that guy's reaction time was zero. He was just like, oh, I guess you're going through my legs. Could have put the stick there, but
Bye, hole.
He was just like, oh, I don't want to fall. These pants are new. I'm already getting them halfway. You know what I mean? Fucking, I got to pay for my own uniform. So fuck that. And then he's just on the run again.
Yeah, Natsumi picks him up in her Honda Super Cub.
Yep. Yeah. And everyone, this final kind of like sequence here bothered me immensely because everyone knows where he's going. Like, everyone knows where he's going. And I was just like, what? And now, granted, it does take a long time to get there, so everyone could get ahead of him, but it was still just like, no. And the humidity would have killed him.
Well, the little brother seems to know, which, yeah, fine. He knows the story.
Maybe. Does he, though? He didn't seem to know shit about anything. So yeah, would they
maybe
have
in the course of them working, they said something.
Listen, little playa. All right, let me tell you about the dilapidated building I went to. And he'd be like, yeah, sorry, I'm trying to make dates. Could you, like, hurry up or something? Like, I don't really give a fuck.
By the way, he gets out of custody by cross-dressing. Classic Which was, maneuver.
Yeah, it was a classic maneuver, and it was great. I was just like, oh, because I kind of didn't see it coming. I was like, man, why are they going to this other than reestablishing that he is a player and an amazing one at that? And then it was just like cross-dress. I was like, God, put the cameras in the kids' rooms. Put the cameras in the kids' rooms. You can't trust them. You can't trust them.
But I don't know how Suga knew where he was
exactly.
going.
Exactly.
Really.
How did Suga know? How? Like, I get the cops because they followed him. And they say that. They're like, we followed him to the dilapidated also, building.
Suga decides to be a dick and, like, just let him go to the roof.
I don't understand why.
Because he saw himself in him and he didn't want him to throw it all away for a woman.
So
like, don't do it. You'll raise a daughter by yourself, and then you got to give her to grandma, and grandma will never let you have her back. Never. And you can't even smoke. Do you know how much you'll want to smoke?
I sort of thought his character art was complete when he was crying.
Yeah.
Like I failed him, but then they had to reiterate, like, I'm going to change as soon as I tackle this cop.
Yeah.
It was a weird character transition for him because it was just like it wasn't believable. It was like, okay, it's not believable that I know where he was going. It's not believable that he got there first. It's not believable that this kid didn't pass out on the train tracks and just like float there, you know. It's not believable that he would have stopped him instead.
No one tried. Like, they're like, hey, don't do that, but you're not listening, so go ahead.
Yeah.
Keep running.
Like, hey, we're trying to turn him on. Even though we're staying here and all going to die with it when we flip the switch. Get off the track. Yeah. I don't know. It's like a lot of like, I don't know. These pants are new. I don't want to fucking chase that kid. It's like everyone was wearing new pants. Like, nah. I got to buy my own uniform. I'm not doing it.
I got pulled off of a double murder to chase this kid.
Jeez. Like, two people are dead. I gotta chase this kid because fucking Phil lost his gun. Fucking Phil, man. If I didn't owe him my life.
Yeah, so then he makes it to the roof and the best scene in the movie happens.
What?
Where they're in the sky.
Oh, I mean, okay. Yeah, so Suga stops him. He's like, I remember the gun. He points it at Suga for some reason. He's just like, let me go to the roof. Let me go. And the cops are just like, fuck you, motherfucker. We clear stairs. We don't go down them fast, but we come up them fast. Okay. That's what really counts. You can outrun us down two flights of stairs, but we will definitely get up here in four flights of stairs. Like nothing. There's a lot of standoffs. The one guy at the Pompadour is just like, don't make me fucking shoot you. And I was like, do it. Shoot him. Shoot him. Why would you just shoot him, though? You can't give him, like, a warning shot? I don't know. I mean, do you have tasers? He's a child. You're going to murder a kid. And then, yeah, then they arrest him, Suga. These cops go down. They're such lightweights. Like, anyone who's just, like, rush tackled fucking goes down easy in this movie.
The kid's, like, crying, and he goes, I just want to see her one last time. And that seems to be what strikes the chord with Suga, to be like, oh, way to be a dick. Time to tackle some cops.
My dead wife, I relate. Oh.
I God, this kid reminds me of myself.
Do you have a nana that can raise your baby one day? Do you? Just cry if it's a yes. Oh, yeah, there's the fucking fish. All right, I'll save you. I got you, player. I mean, you would have already been up there if I hadn't interfered, but, you know, I got you. And then the brother comes out of nowhere.
In a lovely dress and shawl.
A lovely dress. Tackles the old fart. And I was like, yeah, get him. Fuck him up, kid. And he's like, this is not your goddamn fault. You fucking fix it. And I was just like, he is accurate.
Yes. He is
accurate. And then off into the sky, Sean, where I was like, ooh, convenient that he has one handcuff on. And then the movie is like, fuck you, we're not going to use that angle. And I was just like, Jesus, really? It's right there.
100% God, agree.
Love is blind. Love is so blind and stupid. And mostly just really stupid, actually.
I thought that stuff was going to come off, you know, like when he turns the water. And then it would be a metaphor of them.
I thought he was going to handcuff her and be like, here, so we don't get detached like we did like 9 times.
Hey, like, you know what happened with the ring?
He didn't know. He would have been like, yeah, let's try this. I mean, they're holding hands. Why wouldn't the handcuffs work?
I guess she's only water when it's convenient.
Definitely. It's just that ring. The love was too strong. They were like, there's no love in the sky. Send that shit back down to Earth. Ugh. So what did you like about this scene, Sean, where, yeah, he gets eaten by a cloud whale. A cloud whale. You can see its intestines, which is disgusting, and he comes out bloody, digested mess.
Well, I love the way the sky ecosystem looks. It looks like a cloud plateau that she just sits on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was neat. And that they're falling. He's like, I love you. Come back to Earth with me. Just let it rain forever. And she's like, it was cute.
She's like, I fucking will. I mean, I liked it. I just wish we had, I don't know, spent any more of the movie there. It was just like, you get one in the beginning, 22 seconds in the middle, and then like this 5-minute sequence.
Oh, she was sitting there. She was just like laying down being eaten by all those like water fish.
Is that what they were doing? I did no idea.
I don't think they were kissing her.
I was just like, what are you doing? Like, what do you do up here? Just sleep? I mean, it seems peaceful. I mean, she did look worse for wear, Lindsay. So I don't know. Were they just eating the water out of her?
Yeah, maybe that's like when she sacrifices them, they just like eat her till she's gone because there's no more weather girls up there.
There was like 10 fish eating her, though. All right, yeah, maybe like 50.
There was a lot of fish.
We will stop your reign if these 50 fish can eat. All right, I'll do it. This is why we don't keep records after 100 years. Yeah, they fall back down to Earth, and Hodaka is just like, and then it fucking rained for 3 years. And I was just like, Jesus, movie. Where was this dark shit before? Yeah, Tokyo's covered in water. It's all fucked up. He goes back and has to graduate. Oh, yeah, at some point he learned that she was younger than him. And he was just like, yes, I have a chance.
That was the only thing keeping me from succeeding with her is the age difference, the wrong direction.
Now that I'm older, it's very socially accepted. I could be 65 and it'd be fine.
Oof. Well, I hope you like fourth act denouement, guys, because that's what we're looking at.
I did not like the fourth act. It was long. It was stupid. I only like Mr. Suga going, why the fuck haven't you talked to her? And why did you wait 3 years, you stupid asshole? Yeah, the cat being fat, I was like, you're still animated creepy. And why are you fat? You're living in high in the hog in the office lifestyle? Yeah. That's a weird metaphor for you.
For success.
And he's still very judgy. He was just like, remember all those power bars you gave me? Look at me. I'm a tank, goddammit. I'm a tank.
Just it's all me, I can me. Eat. It's all I can eat.
It all tastes weird. I need that weird chemical aftertaste of the Oreo one. You know what I'm talking about. Give it to me.
And also, Hodaka talks with the very last request they ever got, which was an old woman who puts the Band-Aid on the audience by saying, Tokyo used to be underwater, so this is fine.
This is fine.
It's worth it for your love.
It's just nature's returning. That's what this is. You know, we only kept a record for 100 years. 300 years ago, totally water. You know, 500, ice age. Whatever.
You can't write on water or snow, young man. It won't stay.
Deckard Cain, we need to get here. Stay a while.
I mean, I have a feeling I know what you guys are talking about, but I don't even want to address it. But go ahead.
Diablo?
The Office?
The Diablo. The
I
game?
Was in the video game, young man.
He sounds just like Deckard Cain.
Oh, okay. Never played it. Not going to now.
that's fine. I'll just die.
Obscure voiceovers by Sean. Do you happen to be the one person that knows this one? Call Sean. He'll do it as your voicemail.
Oh, my goodness.
And then eventually, he goes, sees the old woman. She's just like, it's fine. Why haven't you gone and talked to her? And he's just like, God damn, everyone know my business? Tokyo's suddenly a small village. What the hell?
Oh, wait, do we see the little brother again?
No, just in the picture. Bummer. Where his hair's slightly less long, I guess, or something.
And he's got 14 girlfriends.
Yeah. Oh, he's just like, 3 years is a long time. Long time, a lot of ladies, a lot of love. And then he's walking up, and the spot where she disappeared originally, she's up there praying. He runs to her, she runs to him. Do they even kiss, or do they just hug?
I think they just hug.
Yeah, she does not knee him in the testicles and be like, three fucking years, asshole. He's like, I didn't want to cause you trouble.
Yeah, okay. Come on.
Pretty sure my life was shitty after that anyway, so. I think Mr. Suga possibly adopted them since Granny did not give him back his daughter, because he makes mention that he had a date with her, because I think your custody goes down the shitter when you tackle a police officer. So.
Yeah, just a thought. Don't do that.
But they will let you adopt two kids without a mom. So,
because he tackled a cop for the right reasons.
Yeah, I'm sure the cops gave it. I'm sure Pompadour cared about that. He was just like, just give us back the fucking gun. We're trying to save face here, you motherfuckers.
Did they get that gun?
Who knows?
What happened? Did he throw it again?
Fucking fish in the sky. He was just like, pow, 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 pow. No, power of gun is mine. Pow, pow, pow. This thing never rusts. They were like, that's why we want it back, okay?
Guns,
we all have
new cans
and old guns, all right? We need that one. And then movie. There's also, like, weird music video elements throughout that where they're just like, and now...
Yeah.
Take a music break, and no one's going to talk, but you're going to hate this song that we're playing. And I was like, I do. Thank you, movie.
But we'll subtitle it up in the corner.
Yeah, we will subtitle the fuck out of it so you still don't care. I was like, okay, 3 times you're going to do this, eh? All right.
Yeah. So was he, like, afraid that she was, like, going back to a weather girl because she was, like, praying? And he's like, oh, no, stop. I went into the sky for this.
They did the quarter in the machine, Lindsay. They tied a string to it. They put the quarter in. They pull the quarter back out. Done. They made their sacrifice. Now she gets to keep using it, you know.
She still has the power?
I don't fucking know.
It didn't look like it was working.
It did. It stopped. There's a little bit of sunshine.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
still saw drops.
That's because they love each other. So I mean, when he sees her, it causes the sunshine. All sunshine people.
So he could have stopped the rain if he hadn't ignored her for 3 years. Instead, he flooded Tokyo. What an asshole. Listen, kids. If you're out there, you're deep in love, and you're about to fuck up the world for the rest of us, but you're selfish asses, no. Everyone loves a tragedy, okay? One of you die, get it over with, so we can all move on. Don't suck me into your shitty rom-com, okay? I assume this is a rom-com. I laughed a lot.
I feel like I'm laughing more now.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, that happens occasionally.
Oh, I wish I would have noticed everyone wearing the new pants.
Yeah, they're all new pants. every last one. They were just like, fucking rain stopped, busting out the new pants. They're like, you know, there's 3 feet of water. He's like, doesn't matter. I'm just not going to run in them.
So, overall, what do you guys think?
I've talked enough. Sean, you can go.
Oh, sure.
Sean, you go first.
Well, we talked a lot of shit about this movie, but I actually really enjoyed it.
What the fuck?
I really like the movie. I love me a good romance. In fact, I'd like to go back and change my answer to the previous episode and say, I like romance. That's my favorite genre.
No one believes you.
I do. No, I do.
I love a good monogamous. Okay, well,
a good romance, this was not.
Oh, it was fine.
It was fine.
It's got some issues, but yeah, it made up for it with, oh, they're so cute.
Oh, they're so cute, these underage kids. Oh.
So if you gave it a rating, Sean, what would you give it?
Oh, I don't know.
We're doing a 5 scale, so you're going to have to conform to a 5 scale.
I'll give it a 3. 3.5.
I just moved up to a 10 scale. That's 3.5 out of 10, everybody.
Ooh, oh, no.
All right, so 3.5. That's cool.
Yeah, we'll give it a 3.5.
It was real slow. It was very difficult to get into. But by God, was the rain on that umbrella amazing.
It's true.
Just the little... Like, when they had those clear umbrellas and the raindrops were falling on them, I was like, that is beautifully animated.
That is goddamn beautiful.
So, I guess I would give it 2 frowny cats out of 5.
Aww. 2 frowny cats out of 5.
How about you, Dustin?
I mean, obviously, I've talked too much on this episode, so everyone kind of knows where I stand, I feel like. But, you know, it's okay. I definitely would watch it for the animation. I think the animation is gorgeous. The story was, I wouldn't say it's predictable, but only because it's so, I don't know, just full of mulligans and everything that you can think of. Just like, yeah, sure, give it to them. Yeah, whatever. But it's okay. I mean, if you're just looking for like a romantic animation to watch with your anime lover, then it's probably worth watching. Just don't tell them about this podcast first, though. So, or anything about the movie, just be like, just watch it, it's romantic, and they'll be like, okay, and they might have a completely different take on it. So my jaded old ass was just like, boo, young kids in love, do something different. You're like fucking 50. I don't want to hear these movies anymore from you. And with that, I will give it 3 out of 5 awkward showers. So just bring it all back to that. Just the way that man looked at that young boy for wanting to take a bath. You fucking disgust me.
And for the record, mine were 3.5 Big Macs. We're going to put that on the books for me, please. Please? No? Please?
That's fine.
Thank you.
If you like product placement, there's plenty.
Yeah. So So that was Weathering With You.
We weathered with us. Good job, guys.
You did it. You made it through. I will say, I kind of forgot that it wasn't like raining outside after this movie. I was like, oh, the rain cleared up. I was like, oh, wait, that was it. That was the movie. It's summer. It's not actually raining. Like, I mean, it was kind of gray when I watched it. So I was just kind of like, oh, the rain stopped. Oh, wait a minute. There wasn't any. There wasn't. Yeah.
Every time there's sunshine, a sunshine girl is
being
murdered.
Sacrificed to the 50 fishes that will feed off of her. Do your job, Weather Maiden.
1, 2, 3, 4.
So thank you for joining us for our anime movie review. If you enjoy movie reviews, real quick, check out Us Versus Movies because they are awesome. And I just listened to the Gretel and Hansel one, and it convinced me to watch the movie. So,
ooh, Anthony Perkins' son.
It was the opposite of what our goal was. No, I'm joking. And Sean's right, too.
Yes.
Norman Bates' son directed a movie.
Norman Bates was a real person?
No, the guy played him. It's just
Anthony Perkins.
It's fine. Okay. It was someone, Sean got it. I guess it was for him. Someone else would be like, shut up. It wrapped a fucking podcast, you dicks. And I'd be like, hey, you clicked on this bonus episode. Deal with it.
He also directed Black Coat's Daughter, starring Sabrina.
No one cares.
Oh, okay.
Thank you so much for joining us. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at SuperSAnime or send us an email at SuperSAnime@Outlook.com. And Destin, take us away.
New pants? I'm not even wearing pants.
Kimi to deatta ano hi kara patari
I'll be the judge. Go ahead. Lindsay's synopsis of Weathering With You. Take one.
It's about a runaway who falls in love with a girl who lies about her age for all the wrong reasons.
She lies for all the wrong reasons?
Yeah. Lies about her age for all the wrong reasons.
Just to take care of her underage brother.
Wrong reason. You never, never make yourself older.
Jesus.
Never.
There you go. That part to make it all. All right. Weathering With You, Sean synopsis. Take one.
It's about a boy who doesn't read the right books and thinks he can make it on its own. And then magic helps him realize that he was wrong or right or something. And Tokyo sinks.
All right, someone cue me up.
All right.
Oh, Dustin, what's your synopsis of Weathering With You?
Take one.
Thank you, Lindsay. It's about a boy who loves a girl. And there's some rain involved. And that's about it. Stay in school, kids.
It's the ultimate lesson of the movie.
Yeah, go to college.
You ever hear that song, Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls? Well, that's what it was about, was this movie.
Yeah, the waterfalls weren't heroin this time, it was women.
Why are all my references from the 90s?
Because you're old.